Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Common theme is that social media is revealing so much about ourselves. This is what social media has revealed to us today. That men are just as, the things that we often criticize women for. Oh. Men are pretty much the same.
Tell me more, Jamar.
Talking about vanity? Is that what you're talking
vanity
about?
Vanity is one. We'll start with vanity if you'd like to. In Thailand, if you go to Thailand right now, they are offering for men a surgery that will give you six-pack abs.
Oh.
What?
Now, do you want to know how they do this surgery?
It's
really weird and really nasty.
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Don't they shape the fat?
Yeah, bro, they shape the fat. So,
Tom has already researched this surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Like yourself. Listen, if you don't have the flattest stomach like myself, you can go to Thailand, maybe get a pad thai. When you're done, go to the doctor. And they will take the fat on your stomach. They'll take a surgical marker.
Okay.
And draw in your abs. And then they'll go in and they'll re-sculpt the flab on your stomach and on your obliques to make them look like abs.
So it's six-pack flab is what you're saying.
No. Flabs.
you got flabs.
That's what it is. And it's not cheap. It's like $4,000.
Oh my gosh.
Which is probably a lot less than it would cost here in North America.
But I think that's why people travel. Are they even doing it in North America? I don't know.
I doubt they're doing this in North America.
Wow. You guys seen the airbrushed abs?
Yeah, I love those. Yeah, yeah.
Those are wild. So for people who don't know, this is when makeup artists who are experts at contouring and can create a very chiseled look on your face, they can also do it for your abs. So if you were already in kind of good shape, but you're just not photograph ready shape, and you have a photo shoot coming up, say you're going to be in a bikini, or for a guy, you're going to be shirtless, they will spray contour on abs. And you'd be surprised at how good this looks.
I mean, the only thing that I caution you with that is you have to have some ab.
Agreed.
You can't have the keg belly.
No. You have to have some natural ab, and then they can shade it to make it look
100%.
Deeper.
Yeah. Or it would just look like a weird grid on a beer belly.
Totally.
Well, if you want to go to full 100, you can go to Thailand, and they will sculpt the fat on your stomach to look like a six-pack.
Last summer, I saw a guy with a really big beer belly, and he had a t-shirt on. It says, "This isn't a beer belly. This is a fuel tank for a sex machine."
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey
now.
Well, that's one way to...
But you know what? If you have the flabs, I'm just really thinking about this.
Yes, talk to me.
Then maybe you don't have arm muscles or back muscles, but all of a sudden you turn around and you've got these abs. Generally, if you have abs,
you have
other muscle parts in your body.
And that's the thing. It's like the guy that forgets leg day. He's all big on top and legs. It just looks lopsided.
It's just be okay with your lifestyle with the no abs. Because if you don't have abs, that means you're eating things you love. Right?
Maybe you're
drinking, you're having a good time.
Now imagining somebody with this surgically enhanced, chiseled abs and then spaghetti noodle arms.
Yes.
And it's just not going to look right.
No, it's going to look very off.
And maybe at some point we'll post a picture of this ab surgery for this instant six-pack abs on Chum 104.5. Just keep checking our Insta for the pic. Also, want to remind you that men are like women in another way. Men gossip just as much as women.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
This is according to the University of California. I will read you more about that in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Men are just as gossipy as women are.
Yeah.
And this
You're
is now
just as guilty.
Fact. All right. So you found me out.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do it for the gram, there's a new place to do it. Have you heard about this private jet place?
Oh, boy.
Check this out. Get ready to gag and hate society even more, guys. There's a place that you can go and take a picture like you're on a private jet, only you're not really on a private jet. It's a fake private jet set that you could take pictures in, and you could do it for the gram and look like DJ Khaled or Kardashian if you've ever wanted to.
And there's props. There's champagne. There's flowers. You can do all kinds of stuff on that jet.
We should do this.
No, we should not, because we're trying to convince people with that we're not, I don't want to say the word. but in any case, it's right. If we wanted to, it's really right there. 325 and a half Queen Street West.
What?
Yep. It's right there.
We need to do this.
You know people are going to be doing that.
Oh,
you know
for
it.
Sure.
But we're going to start seeing the same jet all over
and
Instagram.
And that's the thing. I'm looking at the page on BlogTO right now, and it's literally the people. They're on the same seat, on the same jet. It looks like there's a sky out the window when it's really not. And that's the thing now. You have to take that picture on a private jet because, let's face it, not I'd say maybe less than 1% of people ever get to go on a private jet, so no one ever really knows what it's like. Wait,
I was going to say, I feel like
someone
you have
in
someone
here's on a private jet
in the room.
Caitlin Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Whom I have
be able to speak to.
Money bags,
hello.
Money bags, Caitlin.
Hello.
That is the funniest thing about Instagram versus reality. And I did the last, like, I posted some photos of when I went on a private plane recently. And this is nothing to do with my income bracket. Like, I cannot tell you. Everyone listening, like, I don't know, consider a different career than radio if you're out to get rich.
Right, but, exactly.
So anyways, when I went, though, it was because I happened to have a couple of friends who are like clearly doing quite well.
Okay.
And we were going to an event and it was out of town. And so a plane was literally sent for a group of our friends.
Wow. A plane sent.
I know.
Can you imagine that?
Tell me about this life.
I'm looking at the shots of this jet, you know, this jet thing, this fake private plane. It doesn't look real.
Doesn't look real at all. Well, you would know, private.
I know. Yeah, because there's no like. They're tiny planes. They rock you around. This one that I was on, but it's still it's a cool, unique experience. But you're on this plane with just the two pilots. There's, you know, for us there was a short flight, so there was no staff. But yeah, there was champagne. They've got lots of snacks.
I was gonna say, I was like, do you get snacks on that plane?
Oh, you get snacks
like that they provide.
There's a little drawer, and you pull out the drawers, and there's a variety of snacks in every drawer. There's different alcohol options. We had a bottle there with us, and it was just amazing. But it is nerve-wracking because these are the, like, again, they're usually small, and you don't realize that a commercial flight is much bigger, obviously, with a lot of people on it,
yeah.
And it just feels different. So when you're on this, at one point, we were landing at Billy Bishop, because that's where we were taking off and landing from, and I let out a couple of yelps to the point where the pilot turned around and, like, locked eyes with me, like, you are not helping.
Why? Because the turbulence?
Yeah, because I wasn't prepared, and you really, like, when you feel the slightest bit of wind in a plane that size, you feel it, and I was like, oh!
Okay.
But anyways, I mean, look at the cool thing at Billy Bishop. I guess the private planes leave from what's called fixed base operations.
Okay.
But it's the same part of the, you know, the same hangar, the same portion of the airport that the Army leaves from.
Oh, wow.
So when we were there, we're in the lounge area having some coffee and some snacks. We're filling out some paperwork. And next to us is a group of the coolest looking guys you've ever seen in these, like, aqua suits. And they're getting ready to go into a helicopter and be dropped into the lake, and they have all their cool gear with them. Like, it was incredible to see.
It's like the toughest people and the bougiest people,
and the
all
lamest,
in the same
all
space.
The same
and
runway.
The absolute lamest posers. Where you're like, I was upset. I was honestly a little bit like hesitant. Should I post stuff? This is dumb. I hope everyone realizes.
No, you go to private jet. You have to post pictures, no matter if you pay for it or not.
As I'm talking about this with one of my girlfriends who I was traveling with, I'm like, I don't know if I should be doing this. Blah blah blah. She opens her jacket to reveal that she had brought like a fully professional camera with her because she wanted to do like full photo shoots.
Wow, what an experience.
It's pretty
Seriously.
Cool. I mean, when you see how the 0.00001% live,
yeah.
It's wild, but like it is so far from I legit got up to go to work the next day at 4 a.m.
yeah.
And sat in something wet in my Uber on the way to work and had a stain in my pants all day. And the day before
I was on a private jet.
Yeah. A little reality.
Hey,
check.
When you go to private jet, do you still have to go to baggage claim?
No.
No, oh, wow. That's
so cool. Is there security and baggage claim? None of that.
None of that.
And I would think that is the real bonus of flying private, is that you don't have to deal with any of the hardships that we really now
the
have to go through
people
as travelers.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
everyday.
It is a fully different experience.
Like taking your shoes off, you know?
None of that.
Nothing more
and
degrading.
When we landed in the U.S., we didn't land at a regular airport even. We landed at the private plane airport. And so the customs person comes onto your plane and essentially waves to you. And then you just go on through and they have another tray of champagne waiting for you when you get off. Like, it is a whole other world, and I do not live in it.
All right. Well, if you want to fake the funk, 325 and a half Queen Street. That's
Let's
where it is.
That.
That's where it is.
I want to do that.
You want to do it?
Yes.
All right.
We should do a comparative shot. The fake right. next to the real.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
And even
Spot
hold up difference. A sign saying, this is fake. But with just... I think we need the poser shot.
You could do it. Take photos of this fake private jet, 325 and a half Queen Street. Follow up on an earlier story, how we said that, you know, men are just as self-conscious about their bodies as women, as evidence of all the different plastic surgery procedures that are popping up. Men can now get abs surgically done on their stomachs using the fat. They'll sculpt the fat on your stomach to look like abs. Another study has shown that men also like gossiping behind their backs as much as women. Now, the common perception is that only women gossip and talk smack about other women. But according to this study, they say men have conversations about other people about 52 minutes a day.
Okay, so, that's a good gossiping. Chunk of the day.
Now, Tom, you completely disagree with this. I tend to disagree also, but I'm not gonna. I mean, I like when they do research on things because I think that they researched it. Now, do you gossip at all?
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I don't. Do you gossip more with Renee? Like, or do you, are you gossiping with your male friends?
Oh no, it's with my partner. Yeah, it's with your Renee partner. More.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I would think.
Yeah, sure. Are you throwing me under the bus?
Yeah, exactly.
Jamar, you're throwing me under the bus.
No,
I did say once we turned off the mics, I said I don't buy that. So there's obviously, I don't quite agree with that. But I know that guys gossip. I just didn't know. I don't know if it's as much.
I think guys probably gossip about maybe different things.
I was just
going to
say,
gossip,
yes.
You know?
Subject matter that's different. But I think the idea of the gossip part is still there.
Right.
I mean, I've heard my brother and my dad gossip about sports.
But they don't talk. Really? They don't call it gossip.
No, they don't call it that.
But it's the same thing. You're talking
about
something.
That's analysis, Meredith.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that, my friend, is the chauvinism in the whole thing right here.
Exactly.
Because when we talk about other people, we're like, oh, we're analyzing. We're breaking it down.
Yeah.
You're talking trash about a ball player, about how...
Busted.
Know, exactly.
Yeah, you don't think I'm analyzing his ex?
Exactly.
We're just analyzing.
It's not analyzing.
Yeah.
It's gossip. It's the same thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can text us at 104536. But one of the toughest things when you break up with somebody is seeing them on social media again and again and again.
Oh, yeah.
They pop up. And it's always funny. Once you break up with somebody, they tend to get a little hotter on social media. No?
Well, that's on purpose.
That's on purpose, right?
Yeah, there's some work going into that hotness.
So there's something to that.
Yeah, all of a sudden you break up with someone, you're like, okay, I got to get back out there. I got to be my best me.
Is it really that? I think it's more like I got to show them, him or her, that I'm good without them and I'm actually looking better. And like, look what you lost. I'm still here doing my thing.
Oh, revenge is a great motivator, Jamar.
Right, okay, great. Well, then there is something to this thing that they're doing recently. It's called breakup photo shoots. See, what happens is after people break up, they are now taking photos and doing professional photo shoots after the breakup to show that they're living their best life and that they're actually still doing well without you.
Well, I think there's also something practical with this, because if you are going to go back out there, most of the time now it means going online to date. So some sort of Tinder or whatever. So you want to have some photos that you're not just cropping out your ex with.
So
right?
Yes.
Most of your hot photos probably involve your ex.
Yeah.
So this month, someone broke up, not just a breakup, but a divorce. And they went viral because they commemorated the divorce with a photo shoot with like booty shorts, knee-high boots. You know, she's burning wedding photos and like captions like boy bye, all that stuff.
Oh, so this is like on theme.
It's a thing.
Okay, so this is less practical.
And it's more actually just a like thing.
I think it's also because you kind of forget your market value when you're off the market for such an extended period of time. So I think a lot of people use this as a way to feel sexy again on their own without just, you know, relying on attention and compliments from their partner, now former partner. So this might be a way to say like, okay, I've still got it. I can still do this. I can feel sexy and confident in front of what will probably be a stranger for the first time.
You know, people are throwing divorce parties now.
Yeah.
Right? When they get divorced, they're doing like a party, almost like a wedding, but it's a divorce.
One of these women posted a photo shoot. She was supposed to go to Paris with her boyfriend or significant other, and she posted solo pictures of her in front of the Eiffel Tower. And they shot them before, like just as the sun was coming up. So before anybody was out there, and they are spectacular. If she puts those up as profile pics, you know,
she's
on
gonna
Magic,
get dates.
She's going to get a lot of attention. And they're gorgeous pics. And you're kind of going, that's pretty, like they look empowering. You know, I don't know how she feels, but she certainly looks.
Oh, I got to tell you, my last girlfriend, before who we're now broken up, when we broke up, she did a full-on photo shoot. Like, she went on a vacation and, like, put all these pictures on Facebook. I had to block her. I was like, I know what you're doing. And it worked because it infuriated me. I was so angry. I actually had to, like, walk out of work with her. I was like, I'm out of here because of this photo shoot.
This makes sense to me. Like, Meredith, have you ever done the breakup makeover?
There's a breakup makeover?
A breakup makeover. I, Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, or the breakup haircut.
That's part of the makeover.
Yeah, the haircut is a big thing. Women often get their haircut after a breakup, or they change their hair, maybe a color or a cut, because really, women have a lot of juju in their hair. There's a lot of the stuff that we keep, secrets we hold. And so when you switch that up, it really does switch your outlook on your life.
I totally agree. Like, go buy yourself, you know, a brand new outfit you feel really confident in, get a haircut, get some new makeup. Like, it just always feels like the right thing to do.
And then take all that and have a shoot.
Yes.
Right? And some people are calling these like a boudoir shoot, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was the growth into the doudoir.
Doudoir?
Yeah. So these are when dudes do a boudoir shoot. So it's doudoir.
I don't know any dude that's done the doudoir.
Think George Costanza on the couch. Right? Very like, yeah. No.
Well, yeah, that works.
And then now it's the breakup photo shoot. I dig it.
Yeah, well, we see what you did there. Mm-hmm. We know exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if she's listening, I know what you did. That's why I blocked you.
And it's working.
And it's working.
And it's working.
It's working. She totally got under my skin. She completely got under my skin.
Yeah.
All right. We got you with an eTalk Entertainment update brought to you by IKEA. With up to 15% off all beds, dressers, and nightstands, there's plenty to pick up and snooze from at the IKEA Bedroom Event, April 29th through the 13th. Visit IKEA for details. This is Chloe Wilde.
Oh, I like that introduction. So much drama.
This is Chloe Wilde.
Ooh.
Okay. You like that?
I feel like I really got to step it up now. I haven't been here in 2 weeks. Give me an intro like that. Okay, I'm going to nail this.
You know, I just realized you have a tan, too. It just hit me.
Yeah. Just a little something-something. I no longer look like a bag of milk.
No, that's all me. I take that milk part now.
Okay.
Okay, so we all saw Kim Kardashian looking gorgeous at the Met Gala. But the reason we're talking about her today is because she and her team of high-powered attorneys have been working so hard. In the past couple months, according to TMZ, they've helped release 17 inmates. 17 individuals have now been able to leave prison and start a new life because of the work that Kim K and her team are doing. And I love this story because at first when I heard, you know, we all talked about it last month, Kim K studying to be a lawyer. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of shocked by it. I was like, okay, I didn't see that one coming. But then you read this and you're just like, wow, she's actually helping people get freedom and have a second chance at life. And Oxygen Media loves this story. So they've actually greenlit a 2-hour documentary where we're all going to get to see her efforts, the team's efforts in helping people get released. So hopefully, you know, that will come out sooner than later, but good for her.
There is a punchline there. There's a punchline with Kim Kardashian and prisoners and release.
Oh,
you can form the joke yourself, but
it's too early for that.
My bad.
I know I should like this, but I don't know.
I'm with you, but I gotta say, this is heading me in the right direction of liking Kim K and supporting what she's doing. Okay. Marilyn had previously pointed out that because Kim K is so notorious for her physical appearance and for her youth and beauty and sex appeal, that as she ages, she is going to have to find something else to do with her time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this isn't a bad thing to do with your time, so long as it's coming from a good place and not like, oh, this is an opportunity.
Yes. And I do, the reason, and I'm with you on that, but because we haven't really heard about these 17 inmates being released up until now, shows me that she's actually been working behind the scenes and not letting people in on every single success story.
But isn't that also calculated? I don't know.
Until the big television reveal.
You guys do remember, listen, as she is the daughter of Robert Kardashian,
mm-hmm, truth,
the famed lawyer. I mean, she has that in her blood, in her DNA. She probably has some, you know, decent abilities at it because her dad did it.
Or she has a lot of money and can hire a very strong, intelligent team to help her fulfill her dream. You know, but either way, Kim K is instrumental in helping the release of these individuals, and I'm going to hold on to that. Okay, so Katy Perry dressed as a chandelier at the Met Gala, and at the after party, she was dressed as a hamburger. I don't know if you guys saw the images. It looked like a Halloween costume with some bedazzled sparkles thrown on top.
Yeah, a sparkly hamburglar outfit.
And like sparkly shoes to go with it. But it was such a big costume that her arms were barely protruding. So it sounds like at one of the after parties, she actually took a tumble, which happens.
Wow.
And she couldn't get up. Like, imagine a turtle on its back not being able to get up because the little limbs are just too short. Like, you just can't. So she had to actually get people to come and, like, pick her up and lift her off the ground. So I think when they were designing that, they didn't really think, what if you need to pee? What if you take a tumble? What if you're hungry or thirsty throughout the night?
I think if you're going to put on a hamburger costume and wear it to the Met, you know, you're not thinking about those things. making a statement.
The video of her in the bathroom at the Met where she's trying to get back into her hamburger costume and J-Lo just walks in.
That's great. That's just where you want J-Lo.
What's up, J-Lo? You look beautiful. I'm dressed as a hamburger and I can't get off the toilet. Only at the Met. Only at the Met.
Yeah.
Okay, so summer is around the corner, and I'm wondering, what's going to be the song of the summer? Maybe it's going to be the Ed Sheeran-Justin Bieber collab. I don't care. It's dropping May 10th.
That's a big song.
They've been teasing it a lot. Like, they're self-promoting this hardcore, and why not? When they collabed on Love Yourself, you know, Ed Sheeran co-wrote that. It was a banger. So I'm really, my expectations are set pretty high. So May 10th, I'm sure we'll be hearing it here.
Oh, I bet.
Don't care. Yeah. I hope we all care about I Don't Care.
We got to give Shawn Mendes a little run for his money for Song of the Summer, right?
Yeah. And then just a quick congratulations to Amy Schumer, who of course welcomed her first baby on Sunday. Now we know the name, Jean Attell Fisher. And it seems like the middle name Attell is actually a nod to her friend, a fellow comedian, Dave Attell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not just the royals can give nods for middle names. Sometimes Amy Schumer can do the same.
And I'm glad you remembered Amy Schumer too.
Queen of comedy. That's right.
I love
Excellent.
Her.
Well, more on that, of course. E Talk Tonight, CTV 7 o'clock. Thank you, Chloe Wilde.
Thanks, guys.
Right now, let's play a game. It's the Mother's Day game. That's the title we're going with.
Not the mommery game?
Not mommery glands?
Not just stop saying glands after it. Just say mommery.
Glands. One of my favorite words.
Okay, fine. The Mother's Day game. We're back to that.
We've got our two ladies on the line. Hey, Shelby, what's going on?
Not much.
Good.
Just stepped out from work.
Nice. And Mama Lori is on the line as well?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Oh. Hey, happy Mother's Day to the both of you or just one of you?
Just my mom.
All right, great. Lori, happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Lori.
Okay, so we're going to ask you guys a couple questions to see how well mother and daughter know each other. Now, just answer the questions honestly. No texting during the contest. But, you know, if you do get through this successfully, we have a really cool prize for you.
An incredible prize, yes. Valued at $1,200.
Woo!
You're going to like it. And it's both for Lori and for Shelby, so the two of you can enjoy it together.
Okay. Let's ask Shelby a question first. Shelby, daughter.
Yes.
What is your mom Lori's best dish?
Best dish. Well, my feelings of it is her vegetarian shepherd's pie.
Wow. Whoa.
Lori.
Wow.
Did you hear what she said?
Yes, I did.
That's what you said.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Vegetarian shepherd's pie.
It's really good. I commend her because my best friend is also vegan and gluten-free, and somehow she ended up figuring out how to make it that way too.
Look at that.
Wow.
So Lori, does she ask for it specially all the time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right,
congrats. Okay, so listen, we asked these questions in advance, so we know what the right answer is. Let's see if you can match them. Mom Lori?
Yes.
Who was Shelby's worst boyfriend?
Oh, now we're getting to it.
Her worst boyfriend?
The worst boyfriend, the one that you really, really loathed.
Oh, well, I don't know. I liked her boyfriend. He's the one that broke up with him.
Okay.
Ooh, that hurts, Mom.
Who? Yeah. All right, we can confirm that story later. Who is the worst of the best?
Yeah.
She hasn't had a lot of boyfriends, but I liked all the ones that she had.
Okay, Mom.
Can you throw one under the bus for us, please?
Throw one under the bus?
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to say Ben.
Ben.
Oh, no.
Shelby said Roy.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a no. I didn't even think of him as your boyfriend.
That's how bad he was.
It was like a Tinder. I met him on Tinder and he turned.
That's not a boyfriend. That's a boy toy.
Say no more.
In any case.
I'm sorry, Ben, because I really like him.
Okay. No problem, Ben. You were all good. But hey, in a wrong answer, there is a right answer there. I don't know if you guys see that, but I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
This is for Shelby. Shelby, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Is that a question for me?
Mm-hmm.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, I went through a phase where I really wanted her to put me in acting.
That's exactly what Lori said.
Good.
Look at that.
This mother-daughter knows each other well.
All right. Let's go back to Mom Lori. Lori, who was your daughter's teen celebrity crush? Maybe saw a couple posters on the wall.
From My Darkest Days, but I don't know what his name is.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, who? Oh. What? Wait, she said from My Darkest Days?
From My Darkest Days.
Sal Costa, that's it. Yeah, look at that. Look at this. Mom knows all.
That's very specific.
Yeah, very, that's extremely specific.
She used to work at Tim Hortons in Orono, and they used to come through in their car.
Oh. Wow. Oh. She knows exactly who her daughter stalked. That's great. That's really good. Okay.
One more.
Last question. This is for Shelby. It's for all the marbles. What's the worst trouble you ever got into? Your mom's already named what it is. Let's see if you can match.
The worst trouble I ever got into. I don't know. I called 911 when I was really little and then hid under my bed.
Really? You know, you could go to jail for that. Well, listen, your mom is very proud of you because she says you never got into any trouble.
She never got.
How about that?
Trouble.
She considered you a perfect daughter.
I'm the angel child. I was a good one.
What a great mother-daughter pairing. Looks like you guys did grow up together after all. Congratulations.
That's Lori and Shelby.
Good memory. Let's hit them up with a prize.
A Mother's Day wellness package for both of you valued at $1,200. Amazing gifts for you and your mom. Sleep Country Elmwood Spa. It is going to be really a memory-making kind of event for you both, and I hope you get the rest and the relaxation that you deserve.
That's awesome. Thank you. Congrats. That's really nice.
And one thing, Shelby, just tell your mom real quick what you love about her most.
I don't think there's anything I don't love about her.
Oh.
She does a lot of stuff for me. She's a great mom and a great grandma to my dog.
Look at that.
I don't know what I'd do without her.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning, ladies. And have a great Mother's Day weekend and week, all right?
And maybe consider calling up Ben. Give Ben another shot, you know?
That might be something to do.
Yeah.
Mom was all in on that.
She was.
Thank you so much, ladies. Enjoy.
Baby Sussex is trending. That's the hashtag given to the new royal baby, which the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, of course, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, presented to the world this morning. They did this in, you know, a beautiful setting, and she was seen all in white, and the baby's all cozy and white, and Harry is holding the baby. And this was very noteworthy because typically when you see the first, you know, appearance of any celebrity family on magazine covers and everything, it's always the mom holding the baby. So it looked very modern, very, very well welcoming, very forward-thinking, but a sleuth, a chum royal sleuth, has written in and suggested, could this perhaps have been because she had a cesarean? And so holding the baby while you're standing immediately after having a cesarean is a no-no. Mm-hmm. And then went on to point out that if you read the birth announcement from Kate Middleton, it says that she safely delivered, but Meghan's announcement said she delivered of.
Delivered.
Oh, yeah.
So said the two birth announcements, you know, from the palace are distinctively different, and that Brits wouldn't say give birth unless it was like a vaginal birth.
Interesting.
And so I don't know if this is true. This is a very good sleuthing effort by one of our diligent royal watchers.
Seriously, great chum listener intel.
Honestly. So I don't know. But you know what? I still think this shot, I mean, regardless of why, this shot and this moment looked modern. It looked fresh. It looked like a departure from kind of the way we've seen everything so buttoned down and so managed by the palace. It was a little bit more real world. Mm. And they both just look, most important, happy, healthy, all love and life. And Harry looks like he's just over the moon. So congrats to baby Sussex. And we are still waiting on that name.
Well, and Meghan said, it's pretty amazing. And I mean, I have the two best guys in the world. So I'm really happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
All good. Also all good. Last night's big Raptors win.
Woo.
That is trending. They beat Philly 125-89. So they now lead the series 3-2 and could eliminate the 76ers in Philadelphia tomorrow. And last night, we also received more proof that the Drake curse is not real. He was at the game and his hoodie created quite the stir.
Yeah, what about the... what's up with the hoodie?
He was wearing a Breaker High hoodie.
Oh my gosh.
It was a very varsity like themed logo. And so if you don't know what I'm talking about, that Breaker High is the OG Canadian American teen drama that took place on a cruise ship where Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I was going to say hello, Ryan Gosling.
Hello, Ryan Gosling. And not like Hollywood heartthrob Ryan Gosling.
Oh no.
He was like the nerdy guy who couldn't get a date on the cruise ship, which is so funny.
I still liked him, Caitlin.
Me too. But he wasn't cast as the heartthrob.
No, not at all. No, so, yeah, and that kind of throws like his Drake's Degrassi days with like Ryan's Breaker days. I like it.
I really like it. So I'm suspecting that if that Breaker High wasn't custom, that hoodie is sold out anywhere online totally. Right now because people are loving it. And Dave Chappelle is trending because the Kennedy Center has announced that comedy legend Dave Chappelle himself will receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor this year. So he's joining the likes of Carol Burnett and Eddie Murphy and David Letterman and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So it is a huge honor. I think very, very well deserved.
Absolutely. You know, Dave Chappelle pushed the envelope with comedy. The Chappelle Show was one of my favorite series of all time. He's so smart, intelligent, and just witty and just hilarious.
And we'll get to hear from him. Like all these, when they receive this huge award, they make an incredible speech, and you know he's just going to slay that.
Yeah, he is. And he also went for a pretty tough ride after the Chappelle Show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm glad he's being recognized.
Me too. Hey,
get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.